Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Can be long, but I really want to say this because God has put this on my heart. From the time I decided to prepare for worship, this particular verse was, it kept coming into my mind. So then I sat down and then I asked, what is it, God? This is a song of ascents. So people of all the Jewish people, they sing these songs while they go to the temple in Jerusalem. So when they climb up, they all sing these songs together in unity, because this is what is expected. And we people of God, when we live in unity, when we gather together in unity to worship, it is precious. It's not something ordinary what we do every Sunday. It's very precious, and it is compared to the oil that is poured to anoint the high priest. So unless the priest is anointed with that oil, he is not allowed to go into God's presence. So our time that we spend together on a Sunday, it's compared to that precious oil. And it's also compared to the dew of Hermon. I was wondering, how is it even related? But then I got to know that this dew on Hermon, that is the only source of River Jordan. If the dew wasn't there, then the River of Jordan, which is in the valley, would go dry. And not just that, but this water, it gets extended to the oasis of Jericho. So there is scarcity of water. So this dew on Hermon is that precious to all those people, because that's the only water they have. So our time together this morning is very precious. So let's not grow weary of, you know, meeting Sunday after Sunday. Let's look forward to every Sunday. Let's bring what we have every Sunday. It could be a simple psalm, it could be a prayer, it could be a verse, whatever God puts in your heart. It could be encouraging at least one person in this group. So this morning, let's be open to the Holy Spirit. Let's receive what he's going to put on our hearts, and let's be bold in coming out and sharing what he has given us. So let's stand. Let's stand and worship God.
Blessing. book of Acts says in 33 that with great power the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there were no needy persons among them. So I just want to encourage us all that when we testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, God's grace would be powerful in our midst.
We don't want any person with a need here this morning to go away unfulfilled. Yes? I was listening to something this morning, and it ties in with the song we just sang. And it says, grace loves the sinner, loves all I am and all I'll ever be, makes me a winner, whatever lies the devil throws at me. So, are you a sinner that's saved? Are you a sinner? Now then I want to inform you this morning, you're not a sinner. You're not a sinner. What does the Bible call you? Think of the, how does Paul address his letters? He says to the sinners in Ephesus, to the sinners in Colossus, his letters are to believers, right? To people who have put their faith in Jesus. Correct? Your identity has changed. The day you put your trust and your faith in Jesus, you were a sinner, you needed a savior. God in his great mercy, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. That is true. But once we are saved, what does he call us? Saints. Children of God. And that is what we are. And we are saints. Okay, our identity and our position changes. Very, very important. At one time, it says, and your father, he says, the father of lies. He says, your father was the devil. He says, but now, he says, to all those who received him, he gave them the power to become children of God, and that is what we are. Okay, we have to get this truth very firmly sitting in our spirits. Okay, you are not a sinner. You may sin occasionally. There's a big difference. Okay, you may, am I saying you don't sin? Yes, you do. But you do not sin from a place of unrighteousness. You are now are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. You are a saint. You are a child of God. When you become a child of God, you know what your title is? If he's the King of Kings, what does that make you? We are princes and princesses in the kingdom of God. So we are royalty. What are we? Royalty. You are royalty. Just say that to one another. You are royalty. You now, because you have become a new creation. And you know, it's not a symbolic thing that happens. I believe something actually dynamically changes in our makeup. We can't see it, but I believe something changes. Otherwise, how can it be blessings go to 1,000 generations because of what I do? I believe something changes. I don't know. One day science may prove it, but something drastically changes in our makeup. We become actual new creations in Christ. The old has gone. It's not refurbished old. It's not an old sofa you put new covers. No, it's completely new. You become a new person, new identity, new position in Christ. You are a son, a daughter. He says we are a royal priesthood. You have royal blood flowing in your veins. The blood type is J. Jesus. Okay? Unique to everyone who's put their faith in him. So therefore, why is this important? Don't behave less than royalty. When you're clear about your identity, you won't do things that don't belong to who you are as a person. Yeah? Do you see royalty doing silly things? No. They know how to behave. They know their position. They know their standing.
They're also very confident in who they are. Brothers and sisters, let's be confident of who we are in Christ. Don't go beating yourself up saying, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner. God, please help me. Each day it's like your salvation prayer. No, that's wrong theology. Each day wake up saying, thank you, Jesus, I'm your child. I have been made righteous. I am more than a conqueror. I have you in me. I am a child of God, so I have direct access to the throne of grace. And so no matter what lies the devil throws at us, and he says, you're useless. See, you've done it again. You'll never come out of this. You're good for nothing. Take it and throw it back at him. Tell him, you are useless and you are good for nothing. You know, your fate has been sealed, and so has mine. Mine is in eternity. Yours is in hell. Okay, so let's declare the right things to ourselves. Anybody here who was in need of that this morning? It says if anyone is in need, there was no needy person among them. I believe today God wants to meet that need in you. You have been struggling with something, or you've been just struggling with your identity in God. And God wants to remind you that you are a son, you are a daughter, you are a child of God, you are a saint, you are not a sinner who's trying to live a good life. No, the battle has already been won. Yeah? You fight from a place of victory. You are a saint, you are a prince in the house of God. You are a princess because we are daughters and sons of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? That is liberating truth, my friends. That is liberating truth. Let's think about that through the week, okay?
I wanted to share something.
Sure, Shoma.
I think it's somewhat similar to or connecting to what you're saying. Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I feel like sometimes we hold on to our old sins so much that we forget what is lying ahead of us. So I just felt like encouraging you, if you're thinking about your past, forget those things which are behind and reach forward to those things which are ahead.
In line with what Nawaz shared, 1 Peter 2:3, it says, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, as you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Verse 9, it says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And you know, we sang this song, Lord, I'm grateful. It's, you know, let's take one line that touched you and just pray it out, praise it out to God, because there are deep truths in that song. All right? And Lord, yes, let's put that song on the screen. Lord, I'm grateful, amazed at what you have done. My finest efforts are filthy rags. Jesus, yes, Lord, we come before you. We come before your presence, not with my good deeds, Lord, but because of what you have done. Jesus, we thank you for making a way for us, and we praise you. Praise you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus, you don't love me bits and pieces, but you love all that I am and all that I'll ever be.
One more verse I want to share. It's from Isaiah 10:27. It says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. oil. So in NIV it sounds a bit different, but in NKJV it's saying the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. So I was just thinking what Samantha told earlier. You have to come with the anointing. So for us the anointing is not oil. Oil represents Holy Spirit. So we are coming with the anointing of Holy Spirit. So if anyone is not feeling that you are not anointed, because you have received Holy Spirit, you are anointed. You have to be filled with the Holy Spirit daily. Like Peter was in Acts, if you see, he was filled with Holy Spirit again and again. So it's a daily thing. So let's pray that we are anointed with Holy Spirit.
Your grace on my heart.
Yes, God.
Just let His grace minister to us this morning. We don't need to rush into the next song. We just believe He's doing things in our hearts. He's coming to strengthen. He's coming to heal.
there's someone struggling with experiencing God's presence. So God wants to say this: I am ready to draw you close to me. He wants you to take that step, not the physical step, but in during this worship, maybe there's something that's blocking you. So God says, just take that step by faith. I will meet with you face to face, and you will know what my presence is like.